أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful, the praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He would direct you to do good righteous deeds and he would forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is not your typical day. And tonight is not a typical night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that we would reach the fourth Friday in the holy month of Ramadan, and that we would arrive at one of the most auspicious occasions in this month, in that it is one of the anticipated nights. The night that is better than 1,000 months, the night of Al-Qadr. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that this night would fall on the leader of the days of the week, which is Yawm al-Jum'ah, Friday. It makes that occasion, makes this occasion rather, that much more auspicious, that much more special. Bi-idhn Allah ta'ala, Laylatul Qadr, or the night of Al-Qadr, will be the subject of our khutbah. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He asks in the Holy Quran, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, and what will explain to you what the night of Al-Qadr is. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designated this night as a special night. A night that he did not make the exact night known. A night that he decided to, as he said, descend, or nazzala, as he says, inna anzalnahu, he sent it down. It, or who in this particular case in the Arabic, inna anzalnahu, what is who in this case? What is it or he in the Arabic, as there is no it in Arabic? Who is he that was sent down? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent down Al-Quran Al-Kareem in this night. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, inna, like he says in another part of the Holy Quran, inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa, surely I will place in the earth a khalifa. Or as he says, inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, surely we have given you the fount of abundance. Or again as he says, inna, surely we have descended the reminder, al-tadhkira, or al-dhikr, pardon me, in this particular case. Inna meaning there is no doubt, it has been done, it is sure, it is a certainty. Inna anzalnahu, surely we have sent him down, meaning the Holy Quran, fi laylatil qadr, in the night of al-qadr. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we have mentioned before in previous khutbah, according to the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended the Holy Quran to the lower strata. That means as-sama' ad-dunya, the heaven or the strata above this earth. In the night of Al-Qadr. And from there, he portioned it out via Jibreel alayhi salam to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Ash-Shahr Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, is the month in which the Quran was revealed. So it's certain that the Quran was revealed in the holy month of Ramadan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then specifies, inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr, we have sent him down, or sent the Quran down, in the night of al-qadr. Again, we may understand, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, he sent it down, anzalnahu. But in this particular case, not sent it down from as-sama' ad-dunya, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sent it down from the highest heaven with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala down to as-sama' ad-dunya. That is what is meant here. He sent it down from him, from the highest heaven, to as-sama' ad-dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets us know just in this simple ayah the organization of the heavens. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, it is specified, as we will speak more later, about exactly where and with whom and how, inshallah. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that he used this word al-qadr. The Qadr, as in the Arabic, the Aleph and Lam, Al specifies a specification, whether it is a specific time, a specific qadr, as opposed to being general. Like someone can say a house, but if I say, oh, go, I'm going to the house, you would assume that it's mine, not just any general home. So this is the same for the Arabic, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is saying Al-Qadr, the night of the Qadr. It's a specific time, designated, not shared, not spread out, one time, one night. And this word, Qadr in Arabic, it implies that what is portioned out is in equal parts. And why is this so with regards to this night? Because Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He effects His decision, and He effects His decision equally among His slaves. That He has already made it known, as we said before, in the middle or Nisful Sha'ban, in the middle of the month of Sha'ban, the month preceding the holy month of Ramadan, He announces what the decrees may be. He announces what He may portion out to His servants of death and life, of loss and gain, of wrath and mercy. He lets it be known, but on this night, He puts it into effect. So even the angels, they don't know, even though they've been told, oh, so and so may receive X, Y, or Z, or it's time for the return to Allah for this person. They are not 100% sure until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes it known for sure. Tonight is the night. This will happen, or He has decided to delay something. But whatever the case, it is portioned out equally amongst His slaves. And thus, that is one of the aspects of this word qadr, that it implies equal proportion, equal proportioning in this case, without adding or subtracting. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we know this to be the case, not only from the word qadr, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Holy Quran, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. In it, every wise matter is decided. We want you to know also, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as we mentioned before, no matter what may come down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He already knows it. This is not something that He preponders over. Before He created the creation, He already made a decision about every one of His slaves and their destiny. Whatever He was going to give them, whatever He was going to withhold from them, and whatever He was going to decide that their end would be. All of His decisions, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, rest with Him until He announces them and makes them final, and then they are written and protected fi lawh al-mahfuz, in the protected tablet. So again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Why is it also named لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, the night of Al-Qadr? Because it is a night of honor. On this night, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, those who have sacrificed, those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking what He has, on this night, they are made rich with it. And so, it is a night that is auspicious, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala binds the angels to this night in sending them down with His decisions. But why did Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hide it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden many things of great value. But with regards to this night, it is so that everyone can work hard for it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us about this night, we are aware of its mercy, of its auspicious occasion, of its speciality, of its worth and value. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr, better than 1,000 months. So we are made to be aware, and this value immediately creates incentive, creates desire. I want that. I want to gain that. I want to work for that. And when you're working from good for good, working for a good thing, then automatically you cease doing what is evil. How can you work for good and you doing evil simultaneously? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercies us in focusing our attention away from our desires and placing them towards trying to gain a good reward from Him. And so, as this is the nature of the human being, he's greedy for the good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it obscure, not giving a specific time. Only the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, look for it in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of the holy month Ramadan. Now the scholars agree, as we mentioned about this, it is in the holy month Ramadan. And they agree that it is one night of the nights in the holy month Ramadan. But they disagree about its exact night. They agree, as we mentioned again, that the Holy Quran was sent down in it. But what they disagree, we mentioned here, is a good lesson that inshallah ta'ala we can gain much knowledge from. Ibn Rusayn, may Allah have mercy upon him, he said that Laylatul Qadr, the night of Al-Qadr, is the first night of the holy month Ramadan. Hassan al-Basri, he said it is the 17th. Ibn Anas bin Malik, radiallahu anhu, he said it is the 19th. Muhammad bin Ishaq, may Allah be pleased with him, said it is the 21st. Abdullah bin Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, may Allah have mercy on him and his father, said that it is the 23rd night. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, he said that it is the 24th night. Abi Dhar al-Ghafari, radiallahu anhu, said that it is the 25th. Abi bin Ka'b, radiallahu anhu, and other companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it is the 27th. And even other scholars said that it is the 29th, and Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let us investigate this a little. Those who said that it was the first night, among them was Wahab bin Manbih. And his tradition or report gives us quite a bit of knowledge. When he said, Suhufu Ibrahim, the pages of Ibrahim alayhi salam, were descended on the first night of the holy month Ramadan. And the Torah, which was descended to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, was descended on the sixth night of the holy month Ramadan, 700 years later. And the Psalms that were sent down to Dawood alayhi salam came down on the 12th night of the holy month of Ramadan, 500 years later. And the Injil, or the Gospel, that was sent to Isa ibn Maryam, may Allah have mercy upon both of them and be pleased with them both, was sent down on the 18th of the holy month of Ramadan, 620 years later. And the Holy Quran was sent down to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam From year to year, Jibreel alayhi salam would come down, or rather in the first instance he came down from Baytul Izzah, the house of Izzah in the seventh heaven. This is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had stored the Holy Quran. And he descended from there to the lower strata, As-Sama al-Dunya. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent Jibreel alayhi salam to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to review the Holy Quran every year for 20 holy months of Ramadan over a period of 20 years. And this is the reason for the value of the night of Al-Qadr. Hassan al-Basri, may Allah have mercy upon him, he said, the night of Al-Qadr is on the 17th. This is because that this was the night that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Muslims victory at Al-Badr. And again, Allah knows best. Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma, may Allah have mercy on him and his father, he said that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates or favors the number 7, as mentioned in the Holy Quran. And what he mentions of 7 is that there are 7 stratas, 7 skies, 7 samat, 7 earths, 7 tawaf around the Kaaba. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human being from 7 groups of dirt. And he mentions that his provisions are on 7 things in the Holy Quran. Anna sababna al-ma'a sabba, thumma shaqaqna al-arda shaqqa, fa'anbatna fiha habba, wa'inaban waqabba, wa'zaytuna wa'nakhla, wa'hada'iqa ghulba, wa'fakihatan wa'abba, mata'an lakum wa'li'an'amikum. That we pour forth water in abundance, and we split the earth into clefts, and we cause therein the grain to grow, and grapes, and clover plants, and olives, and date palms, and gardens dense with many trees, and fruits, and abba, herbage, to be a provision and a benefit for you and your cattle. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he continues, thus, being that all of the 7 things are favored, the first night of the last 7 nights of the holy month of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr, and that night is the 23rd night, and that night is tonight. If you need more proof, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Abdullah bin Anis al-Ansari, who is also known as al-Juhni, when he asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I am an old man, so tell me a night that I will be able to gain the most by worship within it. Speaking about the nights of the holy month Ramadan. Because I live outside of the city, I have many camels, and my lambs, and my children, and I can't bring them all every night for the holy month of Ramadan, or even within the last 10 nights. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam whispered something to Al-Juhni. And he didn't tell anybody what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. But they observed that every night of the 23rd night of the holy month of Ramadan, that was the night that they would see Al-Juhni make the pilgrimage from his home far away from the masjid to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and worship in the holy month of Ramadan. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم من الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to Uthman bin Abi al-As radiallahu an, he said that the waters of the ocean become fresh, meaning not salty, only on one night a month, and that is the 27th night. That was his reasoning. Other scholars who agree with this, they give the reason for their understanding as saying that the phrase Laylatul Qadr, the night of Al-Qadr, contains 9 Arabic letters. This phrase is mentioned only 3 times in the Holy Quran, and thus by it being mentioned 3 times, 3 times 9 is 27. And thus, that is their reckoning. Other scholars argue that completing the obligation of fasting in the holy month of Ramadan can only occur if one completes the fast by fasting the entire month. And since Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the night will be on the odd nights, the last of the odd nights is the 29th of the holy month of Ramadan. And this is their reasoning for it being the 29th. And again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, there were at least 124,000 prophets and messengers, and many scrolls and scriptures revealed before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why don't we find this great night mentioned in the Holy Scriptures? Or that any of these nights being marked on anyone else's calendar of sacred events? According to Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he said that during the Isra and the Mi'raj, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the average age of the human being. And he saw that the age, the average age, meaning the lifespan of the people of his ummah was short compared to the lifespans of those who came before them. His concern was that they would not gain the same reward as those nations before them because they simply wouldn't live as long. So Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him Laylatul Qadr, which is better than 1,000 months of the other nations. I don't really think y'all got that. That for every holy month of Ramadan, there's Laylatul Qadr. And as in other hadith, the companions were wise to ask Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will it continue? Meaning that, okay, we know about it, and we know that it was sent down, and you are with us, and we are witnessing the Quran being revealed. But will this continue after you, after the Quran has been complete? Will this auspicious occasion continue? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell us, yes indeed, It will continue until the day of judgment. So every year, if Allah bless you to live 40 years and you fast for 40 years of the holy month of Ramadan, well, 40 adult years of your life, inshallah, every year you gain one night that is better than 83 years in reckoning. So you add to your age 83 years times 40 times every year that you fast. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just on one night, all of that ni'mah, all of that blessing, all of that mercy, compacted. If you fast it, if you look for it, if you search for it, He is the most generous, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Also mentioned in hadith, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is that on the day of judgment, a man from Bani Israel will be brought forward to receive his blessings. As well, a man from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be brought forward. The man from Bani Israel, it will be shown that he worshipped Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 400 years. While the man from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have only have worshipped Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 40. The Jew will say, O Allah, You are Al-Adl, the just. But yet, he gained more than me, while I worshipped more years than him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will say, You were afraid of my wrath, and out of your fear you worshipped me in order to avoid my punishment. While the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they worship me without fear, without fear of my wrath, and only worship me because they felt I deserved it. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said that your reward is equal to the hardship you face while performing that good deed. In other words, the more you exert yourself, the greater the reward. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us about this night. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. In it the angels descend, as well as the ruh. In it, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ wa and ruhu fiha. The angels and the ruh. Who are the angels? Who is the ruh? We know from various hadith that the angels are Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael and Israfil, may Allah be pleased with them, alayhim as-salam. And we know that included in this number are our own scribes, the two angels that we have, each of us. But who is Ar-Ruh? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this could be a khutbah by itself. We simply just do not have the time to go into great detail. But suffice it to say, it is one of the great creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Greater even than Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, and Israfil alayhi salam. And it is clear that there is a difference, because Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the distinction. Al-Malaikatu wa Ruh. The angels and the Ruh. According to Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, a ruh is an angel with 70,000 faces. for each face 70,000 tongues. For each tongue 70,000 languages. And he praises Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every language. And from every word of praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates an angel that accompanies the other angels until the day of judgment. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never created anything greater than a ruh except the throne. And if this ruh wished to swallow the seven heavens and the seven earths, he could swallow them whole. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, radiallahu anhu, he was asked, is not a ruh Jibreel alayhi salam? He replied, Jibreel alayhi salam is from the angels, and a ruh is greater than the angels. And this is why Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. Again, وَالْرُوحُ meaning one. وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. Specific and one. Descend in this great night. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are reminded that the angels only descend by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to Jibreel alayhi salam, I missed you. And he told him, I only come down when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells me to. So thus, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ by the permission of their Lord. It's not by their own desire, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends them down for this mission on every errand. As Imam Ali alayhi salam, he reminds us in his traditions, during this night when the people are busy worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Laylatul Qadr, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angels to come down and to extend the greetings to those who are worshipping Him. And that they are to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant forgiveness for the believers. Whoever receives the greetings of the angels on this night, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all of his sins. The angels come down from the seventh heaven, from As-Sidratul Muntaha, which sits at the foot of paradise, and its branches extend from there far and high and wide under the throne. No one knows the number of angels there except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in its very center is the stand or the maqam of Jibreel alayhi salam. On the night of Al-Qadr, there is no place on earth that does not have an angel standing or prostrating or bowing, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive those who believe. The importance of this night is such that Jibreel alayhi salam will not miss anyone who does not leave a single moment of this night without spending it in worship of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Jibreel will not come to that person and give him personally the greetings. The sign that Jibreel alayhi salam has given him the greetings is that his skin will tingle, and he will feel his heart soften, and his eyes will weep. And whoever should feel this should say immediately, La ilaha illallah, three times. The first time he says La ilaha illallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him everything. The second time he says, La ilaha illallah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from the chastisement of the fire. And the third time that he says, La ilaha illallah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have granted him paradise. On the night of Al-Qadr, Jibreel alayhi salam, he ascends until he is between the earth and the sky. Sorry, between the earth and the sun. He then spreads two of his green wings that are never extended except at the hour on this night. And he calls upon all of the angels, one by one, and they gather with him there, supplicating and asking Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for mercy and forgiveness upon those who fasted the days of the holy month of Ramadan. Before this night is over, they descend in groups and ask one another on the earth about every single man and woman, about their actions, and they discuss what their deeds are. Each angel being curious to learn from the other angel about those who are Muslim, who are worshiping and taking heed of this night. Whoever they learn about that was found supplicating Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they too supplicate Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their behalf, and they pray for them. Once their mission is complete, they ascend to Sidratul Muntaha. And there the Sidra itself asks them, O my residents, meaning the angels, tell me about the people, for I love those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to Ka'ab bin Abi radiallahu anh, he said that they mentioned those who were found praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single man and woman by name and by the name of their fathers, until the news of these people reach the ears of paradise. And paradise says, Allahumma, O Allah, rush them to me. And the angels then, and the residents of Sidratul Muntaha, they hear this prayer, this dua of Jannah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they say, Ameen, Ameen. And this is what is meant by تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. In it, on the night of power, the angels descend and the ruh among them by the permission of their Lord on every errand. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, raise your hands with me and let us supplicate on this auspicious occasion and this auspicious day. O Almighty Allah, by you I know you, and you are the one who guided me to you, and you are the one who invited me to you, and if it were not for you, I would not know you. And if it were not by your mercy that you guided us and your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I would be wood for the fire. O Allah, had you not blessed us with the Holy Quran, how will we know your glory? Praise belongs to you, O Almighty Allah, for guiding us, and praise belongs to you for the guidance given to us through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Praise belongs to you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are the one who I call upon, and you answer me. And even if I am slow when you call upon me, praise, alhamdulillah, you whom I ask and you give me. Even if I am stingy when you ask from me, praise belongs to you, O Allah, the one whom I call upon when I am in need, and who is there for me without no one between us. Praise belongs to you, O Allah, the one whom I will never ask anyone besides you. If I were to ask anyone else, they may turn me down, but praise belongs to you, the one who let me rely upon him and appreciates my reliance. Praise belongs to you, O Allah, the one who never allowed me to depend upon the people, who may humiliate me and frustrate me. Praise belongs to you, O Allah, who shows me love and compassion, even though he does not need me. Allahumma, 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 Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim. We submit ourselves to you, O Lord of Ibrahim, alayhi salam, who is your friend. O Lord of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is your beloved. And like Ibrahim alayhi salam was facing the bonfire of Namrud, we are facing the trial of the stingy and ignorant among us. O Allah, they refuse to support your house and wish that it will close, but you are their protector. And they speak against your house and encourage others to shun it, but you are their provider. And they harbor hatred against us, and they are your slaves. We have reminded them by your words, O Allah. We have reminded them about your mercy, O Allah. We have reminded them about your generosity, and we have warned them of your wrath. Their souls are in your hands. Their wealth is in your grip. Their destiny relies on your decree. So we leave them to you. You are swift and you are severe in punishment. O Allah, bless those who love this masjid that is your masjid. O Allah, make them your beloved. Cherish them amongst those whom you cherish. Have mercy upon them as you have had mercy upon those who were successful before them. Those who have spent for your face and continue to spend, O Allah, spend upon them. Those who give and continue to give, O Allah, give more to them. Those who sacrifice and continue to sacrifice, O Allah, accept their sacrifice. O Allah, we are in your house, in your month, and seeking your face and your grace. You know that our need is great for your house, and you know what is in our hands. O Allah, for those who give in the thousands today, multiply their reward beyond counting. Give them what only you could give them. Extend your mercy upon their health and their wealth. Ease their worries and their concerns as they have eased the worries and the concerns regarding your house. Save them from being embarrassed on the day of judgment where all sins will be made known. Grant them the assurance of paradise before they leave this dunya, and build them the best of houses in the next life because of their sacrifice for your house here in this life. O Allah, for those who give for your face today in the hundreds, secure a place for them in your mercy. Accept their prayers and their fasting and answer their needs. Grant them your forgiveness and shield them from your wrath. Purify their intentions and their deeds. Show them, O Allah, that no one who gives for your face ever loses, that you are the generous and that you will never let them down. O Allah, there are those here who are short on means, but whose hearts are full of faith, who would never hesitate, and whose sincerest intention is to support your house, who shed tears because they do not have the means to remove the harm that faces your house, and begged you for the means to help this masjid. You know who they are, O Allah, and you know what you have given them, and you know their sincerity, and you know their limitations. O Allah, we plead to you on their behalf, Ya Azim, Ya Azim. You are Allah, there is no God except you. Forgive them of their mighty sins. Surely there is none that can forgive the mighty sins except you, O Almighty. Ya Rabb, protect their honor with abundance and do not frustrate their dignity with poverty, so that they are forced to seek the means from those who seek your means, or beg others for compassion from the evil ones among your slaves, or be tested by praising those who give them and tried by speaking ill of those who do not give them, while you are capable of giving to them and even more generous than those who they ask, and all the while the withholding of wealth is in your hands and you can do whatever you please. Ya Rabb, I implore you to send blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family. If their wealth, Ya Rabb, and that of their family is in the heavens, I beg you to send it down for them. And if it is on this earth, I beg for you to make it appear to them. And if it is far away, I beg for you to bring it near them. And if it is near them, I beg for you to make it accessible to them. And if it is under the control of someone else, I beg you to make it obtainable. And if it is not under someone else's control, then simply, O Allah, grant it to them. And when you do, make it abundant by your power and your might, not by their own power and not by their own might, for surely you can do everything. Allahumma, accept the fasting from those who fast, and accept the supplication from those who supplicate, and accept the salat of those who make the salah, and have mercy upon us, Ya Arhamur Rahimin. Rabbana, do not let us down on the day of judgment, and do not abandon us, O merciful of those who show mercy. O Allah, Ya Kareem, glory belongs to you, and there is no God except you. I ask you for your forgiveness and turn to you in repentance. Surely I was among those who wronged themselves. We seek refuge with you from the kufr, and we seek refuge with you from the kafirin. We seek refuge with you from the shirk, and we seek refuge with you from the mushrikeen. We seek refuge with you from ignorance, and we seek refuge with you from the ignorant. There is no God except you, Lord of the first and the last. Glory belongs to you, Lord of Musa and Arun alayhi masalam, Lord of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the last of all prophets and messengers. Ya Allah, return this month with your pardon and your forgiveness, O glory, O Lord of glory and Lord of honor. the most beneficent of the benefactors. Ya Allah, we ask for you or from you what Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked from you in this blessed day, in this blessed month, in this life, and in the life to come. Ya Allah, we seek refuge with you from what Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sought refuge with you from on this blessed day, in this blessed month, in this life, and in the life to come. Ya Allah, we ask you for your pleasure and your paradise, and we seek refuge with you from your fire and your wrath. Oh Allah, forgive us and our parents. Cherish them as they cherished us in infancy. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين. ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم. وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر وبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة.